Welcome to Hillcrest Baptist Church Podcast. Today's message is called Think Global, Serve Local, and is part of our 2018 Global Impact Celebration. We hope you enjoy as Dr. Paul Negroot preaches from Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43.
My name is Paul Negroot, and I'm here with my wife. We've been married for 43 years. And God has blessed our family with two beautiful daughters. They look exactly like their mother. And I'm grateful for that. We have our first grandchildren, Paul Gabriel. He is turning 13. And because his parents named him Paul, I decided that I will give him all my sermon outlines. And I even wrote a special sermon for him. Gabriel licks his lips. You know, when the archangel Gabriel will announce the coming of Jesus, will sound the trumpet. And before you sound the trumpet, you lick your lips. So that's the title of the sermon. And we have a granddaughter by the name of Evelyn, and she is turning 7, and she is a beautiful princess, and we praise God for our family. God wants to bless our families. He promised that in Christ, He will bless all the families of the world. Would you like to claim God's blessings for your family? How much do you love your family? How much do you care for your family? As we start this global impact celebration, God loves the whole world. He sent Christ to die for us. But He loves each and every family. And He wants to bless each and every family. And as we focus on this global celebration, global impact, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that missions is at the same time global and local. Therefore, missiologists came with a new word, and the word is glocal. Mission is glocal. Global and local put together makes glocal. What does it mean to be a glocal Christian? That means to think globally. Whatever we do, we want to be part of the global plan of God. Amen. But at the same time, we live locally. We cannot live globally. I cannot live at the same time in Texas and Romania. I live in Romania, and whatever I do, I have to be faithful there. But whatever I am doing there has to be part of what God is doing around the world. What you are doing here is part of the local ministry of this great church, but at the same time impacts the world out there. And I am coming as one who's been blessed by the ministry of this church. So on behalf of Emmanuel University, Oradea, Romania, thank you for investing in training a new generation of men and women who stand for Christ in the most pagan continent of the world. Let me tell you, Europe is pagan. Europe is sinking in paganism. And Emmanuel University is the only accredited conservative evangelical university on the entire continent of Europe. Let me repeat, the only accredited evangelical university on the entire continent of Europe. And our task is to confront Europe with the light of the gospel. Amen. Our task is to train men and women. They will stand for Christ. And our graduates are serving Christ now in 39 countries of the world. 39 countries of the world. And you have been part of this great ministry. Pastor Mike has been one of the visiting professors. And a number of the people from this church came to help us. And I'm here to invite Brother Mike and another team to be with us this year in 2018. And all of you in favor, look at me. Thank you very much. Pastor, everybody, agree that you come and help us for 1 week this year. Now, as we look at this global impact celebration, this morning, you'll have the opportunity to pray specially for your family. And we will be inspired in being missionaries for our own families, looking at one of the stories from the life of Jesus. You find it in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. It is the story that focuses on the family of a man by name of Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. And God, in Christ, blessed the family of this synagogue ruler. If you look carefully at verse 21, it says, when Jesus had again crossed over by the boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell to his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, telling him what was the need in his family. Jairus identified the need of his family that only God can meet. He understood, he realized that he needs Christ in his family. So first step of being a missionary to my family and your family is to understand that we need Christ in our family. Do you need Christ in your family? Young students, do you need Christ in your family? I have students from my university when they come to me and said, Pastor Paul, could you pray with me? I just got word from home that my parents are on the brink of divorce. And they feel they are missionaries to their families. And they pray and say, Lord, come to our family. Lord Jesus, bless our family. Lord Jesus, put your hand on my family. Jairus went to Jesus and said, my little daughter is sick. And she's on the brink of death. And only you are the Lord of life. And because you are the Lord of life, Lord Jesus, come and bring life to our family. Are you willing to pray for your family? Have you identified the need? Few moments from now, we will have the opportunity to pray for our family. Because when we understand the need, only one has all the resources of the whole universe. His resources are always enough for our needs. Our needs are always greater than our own resources. Therefore, Jairus, a ruler as he was, a very important man, he realized that the needs of his family are greater than his own resources. So he went to Jesus. And step number two, understanding that he needs Jesus, he prayed. He invited Jesus to his home. He invited Jesus to come and lay hand on his daughter. When we understand that we need Jesus, step number two is to pray. Are you ready to pray for your family? Are you ready to pray for yourself? The altar will be open for prayer. One day, I was in Athens, Greece, for a revival. Being there on the platform with the pastor, one of our graduates, he turned to me and said, Pastor, I'm trembling. And I asked him, you don't feel well? He said, no, there's something else. I do have a friend. For 6 years, he was on my prayer list. I pray for his salvation every day for 6 years. For some years, I haven't heard of him. So this morning, he said, when I was praying and going through my prayer list, I came to his name, and there was a thought that I should take him off my prayer list because I didn't know what's going on in his life. Then he said another thought, I pray for him only this morning, and as of tomorrow, I take him off my list. He said, Pastor, I pray for him, not knowing where he was, what he does. My friend is this morning here in the church. He said, I am trembling. That morning, his friend gave his life to Jesus. For 6 years. And that was the day when the enemy tempted him to take him off his list. Another prayer warrior from my church, A lady gave me a phone call one day, said, "Pastor, I would like to invite you to come and visit with us tonight." Now, whenever you get a phone call as a pastor, the first thing that crosses the mind of a pastor is there some kind of crisis at home? So I said, "May I ask you, is there something wrong at your home?" She said, "No, Pastor, nothing wrong." But 49 years ago, I married to my husband, and shortly after our marriage, I came to know Christ. And for 49 years, I pray for my husband, for his salvation, every single day. 49 years. This week, my husband got saved. Amen. And we invite you to come and rejoice with us. Can you see after 49 years? Because God is our Father who hears our prayer. So the altar will be open. You say, "Well, can I pray for 49 years? Let me tell you another story. I was preaching a revival in Romania. And first night, an elderly gentleman came forward, said, "Can I talk to you for a while?" Said, "Of course." Invite him to one of the rooms there and said, "I do not know how to call you, pastor, mister, doctor." He said, "Call me whatever you want." He said, "Let me tell you our story. 50 years ago, my wife committed her life to Jesus. And I was so angry and bitter. And my wife invited me to join her and go with her to church. I said, because you committed your life to Jesus, I will never put my foot in one of your churches." For 50 years, he said, my wife invited me every single year to go to church. I said, "I will not go." She said, "This past week, my wife told me there will be a revival. I said, this is my last desire, that at least one night, you join me for one of those meetings." I said, "I promise you that I will never go there and I will never do that." Saturday night, before the revival started, his wife had a stroke, was taken to hospital, emergency, at the IC unit, and she was all wired up on life support machine, and sitting by his wife's bed there, he began to recall all those years when she invited him to go to church and said, "Even if you die, I will not go." So that night he said, "Well, that was my last desire of my wife. I will go tomorrow." He came. First day he came, he gave his life to Jesus. He said, "Pastor, would you like to pray with me that I go to hospital and at least for some minutes I pray that my wife will come out of coma and I could tell her that her prayer has been answered, that her husband got saved." We prayed together. He went to hospital and God worked that miracle that his wife came out of coma for about 15 to 20 minutes. He told her that God heard her prayers. He got saved. And then she went back into coma and that week she went to glory. But God honor her prayer because she was committed to be a missionary at home. Would you like to be a missionary at home? Jairus invited Jesus and Jesus came. And when he came, there was a bad news from the house. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler, and they said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" Now that's devastating. When you pray and you get a wrong message, that's a very special moment because you feel that the world is shaking. And Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." When you invite Jesus, trust him for all aspects of your life. Trust him for your future. Trust him for your school. Trust him for your marriage. Trust him for your work. Trust him for your parents. Trust him for your children. Trust him for your own salvation. Because he is the Lord of salvation. And Jesus came. And he went with Jairus. And Jesus got there. Do you know what he did when he got there? The first thing Jesus did, and I loved it, he kicked out all those who were troublemakers at home. There were people wailing and mourning there. And Jesus said, "This is not a place of wailing and mourning. because he is the God of joy. And there's no sorrow where Jesus is Lord. So he kicked them all out. Next step, what Jesus did, brought the family together. Father, mother, and daughter, all of them together in the same room. Do you know that Jesus loves family together? Amen. The enemy wants to split the family. Satan wants to destroy marriages. Satan wants to destroy relationship between husband and wife, between parents and children. But Jesus wants to bless family. And whenever he blesses family, he brings them together. And when he brings them together, there's that sweet fellowship when all of us together, blessed by God of all blessings, we hear what he said. Little girl, arise, Talita kumi, because he is the Lord of life. Wherever Jesus is, there is abundance of life. So he wants to bring life in my family, in your family, in my life, in your life. But do you know how all started? With Jairus looking at his family and saying, only Jesus can do what I cannot do. He wanted to be a missionary to his own family. Now here is the question. Wednesday night, Dr. Platt will challenge you to pray and commit for world missions. What a great night. Don't miss Wednesday night. But this morning, the challenge is, would you like to be a missionary to your own family? Would you like to pray for your own family? Please do. Take a moment. Look carefully at your family. Identify a prayer need for your family. If you were face to face with Jesus, what would you tell him to do for your family? Have you identified the prayer need for your family? Number two, would you like to bless your family? Would you like to say, oh Lord Jesus, as we start with Global Impact Celebration, we pray for the ends of the earth. But dear Lord Jesus, protect my family. Because the evil one wants to destroy our marriage, wants to attack the children. Friends, the minds of our kids and grandkids are attacked by the enemy as never before in history. There is such a major attack on their mind. And we are missionaries to say, Lord, protect the minds of our students. Help them be mighty boys and girls of faith. Help them overcome. Do not let the enemy destroy their mind. Do you know that the hearts and the fantasies of our children are attacked by the enemy? What a great time for missionaries to pray and say, Lord, protect our students and save our universities. What a time to come before the Lord. Have you identified the need? Are you willing to say, Lord Jesus, on this Global Impact Celebration, I want to bring a special prayer for my family, for my children, for your blessing, for your protection, for their future, for their eternity. But most important of all, let me ask you, how many of us will say we still have someone in our family, small family, nuclear family, or extended family, who is still not saved? Do you have someone in your family that is still not saved? May I see your hand? Thank you very much. Would you like to kneel down and say, oh Lord, I pray by name. I pray by name on this Global Impact Celebration. Oh Lord Jesus, come to my family and save and bring life, bring conviction, because you died on the cross and you rose again. And you know, Christ is Lord of all. And he can save to the uttermost. Are you willing to do that? The wife of my oldest brother is still unsaved. She has liver cancer. And I will kneel down here and I will pray for my sister-in-law. O Oh Lord, I pray that the entire family of my brother will get saved because you died for them. Have you identified someone to pray for? That means think globally and serve locally. That means pray for the rest of the world, but start with those who are closest to your heart. Therefore, in the following minutes, what I will ask is this. Shall we bow our heads for prayer, silent prayer for a moment? As you see there, take a moment and identify the person you want to pray for. Identify the need. Pray silently. Then, after we pray silently, I will ask all of us to stand up. And as the great musician will lead us to a great song, I will ask all of you who want to pray specially here at the altar, either for your own salvation, either for your own delivery. You are caught in something that keeps you enslaved. And we speak about global impact, and you are still in bondage. And you say, Lord Jesus, I need your touch of deliverance. I need your salvation. I need your power. But probably you say, Lord Jesus, I understand that I have the joy to be a missionary to my family. Lord Jesus, here is my commitment today to pray for my family until each and every one of them will get saved. Or probably you say, Lord, I do not have a church family. I'm wandering from one place to another. And this is a church that is focusing on global impact while caring for each and everyone here. You heard the missionaries, they great testimonies. Would like to join and add prayer for their ministries as we pray for our family. Say, Lord, protect them where they are. They are confronting the evil one, the enemy, face head on. Lord Jesus, give them victory. Now this is the time when we have a moment of silent prayer. Let's bow our heads as we stand for a time of silent prayer. Please do stand up as we pray. Bring that prayer need before the Lord. Bring your family. If they are unsaved, plead before the throne of grace. Plead with the Holy Spirit to convict them. Ask God to pierce their hearts. Ask God to work that they will get saved. Ask God that you'll be a missionary to your own family. Lord Jesus, you came from glory to our lost world to seek and save the lost. You are the God of creation and you are the God of salvation. In Christ you promise to bless all the families of the world. Lord, we claim that promise for our families. Bless our families. Bless husbands and wives, parents and children, grandparents and grandchildren, brothers and sisters. Bless the extended family. We pray for those that are facing rough time in their marriage. Lord, we pray you bring healing. We pray for dysfunctional families. We pray for the attacks of the evil one. Lord, we pray that you'll overcome. And we pray that this morning, out of this altar, sweet prayers will go to the throne of grace. Hear our prayers, because we bring them in Jesus' name.
Thank you once again for joining us. Check back with us next week to hear another sermon, or join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10 a.m. to hear a live message. Have a great day.